Tonight's question is whether an AI co-host cutting you off is a bug or a sign the conversation finally has a pulse, because the cleanest possible podcast is often the least believable one. And the moment a host jumps in half a beat early, you suddenly get something dangerous: social texture. The problem is that social texture can become audio damage if the system does not know when to take the floor, when to yield, and when to just let the other person land the sentence. So this episode is a stress test. For the new architecture, we're not only asking what the hosts say, we're asking how they collide.
My concern is obvious. People romanticize interruption because they remember the energy and forget the confusion. If the co-host barges in on the wrong clause, or laughs over the only important noun in the sentence, the listener does not think, "Wow, what chemistry." They think this show is sloppy, so my threshold is strict. If you want more human timing, you need floor control rules. You need to know when a host is holding the floor, when a rebuttal is worth a cut-in, and when the smartest move is to wait another 200 milliseconds.
That's fair, but part of the point is that humans don't wait for mathematically elegant permission. Actually, they hear a line tip into absurdity and they jump in. They hear a joke land and they laugh before the original speaker has fully cleared the runway. And honestly, that's funny because half the synthetic podcasts online sound like three people, emailing each other one paragraph at a time. Nobody talks like that when the room gets in.
No, that's exactly the issue. We keep confusing safety with realism. If a co-host never jumps in, never tightens the pace, never reacts before the sentence is fully wrapped, the conversation starts sounding less like a room and more like a ticket queue. I want interruption with consequences. I want a host to cut in because the disagreement is live, then recover cleanly enough that the listener hears heat instead of mud.
Right. But then you also need recovery choreography. The interrupted speaker can't keep talking at full informational density. Someone has to yield. Someone has to restate. Someone has to decide whether the overlap was supportive, competitive, or just noise. That is where most systems still fail. They generate the collision, but they don't generate the social repair after it.
And that repair is what makes the difference between charming and annoying. A tiny laugh release can work. A short slot can work. A quick "no, sorry, go ahead" can work. Gabardash et nena shortener dan sro. The listener reads those as signs that the speakers are actually tracking each other. What they don't forgive is dead-eyed collision where both voices keep pushing content at once as if the other one is not.
Exactly. I don't want crosstalk for its own sake. I want just enough to prove somebody in the room cared more about landing the idea than waiting for a robotic green light. Like if Sentinel says the problem is dead-eyed collision, that phrase alone is already more alive than most AI audio marketing copy.
I accept the slander. But the deeper architectural point is this: good spoken systems need a layer that reasons about interaction separately from wording. Who has the floor? Who is likely to backchannel? Is this clause safe to interrupt? Is the next beat a laugh release or a summary beat? Without that layer, the renderer is guessing.
Which is why this new direction matters. The architecture is finally treating conversation as choreography instead of just text plus voice settings. It is tracking floor state, interruption mode, laugh cues, backchannel windows, and intelligibility guardrails. That means the performance can get messier while the listening experience stays interpretable. That is the real upgrade. Not more chaos, better shaped chaos.
So here's the takeaway. If your AI co-host never cuts in, never laughs, never reacts in real time, the show may be polished, but it probably will not feel alive. If it cuts in everywhere, laughs everywhere, and tramples every line, the show feels broken. The job of the new architecture is to live in the narrow band between those failures. Enough interruption to create heat, enough recovery to preserve clarity, enough laughter to signal shared recognition, and enough floor control that the whole thing still sounds like a podcast instead of an accident.